This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The last students have graduated from Mount Ida College. The college in Newton is closing, and the commencement ceremony took place amid driving rain at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion in Boston's Seaport District yesterday. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The Seaport was chosen over the traditional site, Mount Ida's campus in Newton. Parents say that was to accommodate more guests at the final graduation. The last class escapes the fate of the hundreds of undergraduates left scrambling to find other colleges after Mount Ida sprang news of its closure last month. Rufaro Nyarota of Worcester graduated with a master's in management and expressed conflicting feelings.
Mixed emotions. Because it's the last commencement of Mount Ida and how everything just turned around, like in April, because we found it in April. So it's been a tough journey to get here. For students like myself, it's nice, the option that they gave us to graduate.
Mount Ida's president and board of trustees had nothing to say about the college closing. That's because they were not invited to Mount Ida's 119th graduation ceremony. Kelly Schroeder of Grafton left with a master's in healthcare management and says it's with a heavy heart that she sees the college go down.
I don't know, it's just overwhelming not having somewhere to go back to, but it's the energy that really gets you through, I guess. So it's fine, I'm done. That's what matters.
The abrupt closure was the topic of graduation. Class speaker Corey Staub explained how angry he became when he learned the school would be closing.
How could the school I had trusted with our future be so short-sighted? How dare we continue to market our school as becoming stronger every day if we were struggling to keep the lights on? Who is so out of touch with financing that we became crippled by millions of dollars in debt? Who dropped the ball on this?
Questions likely to be asked of Mount Ida's president as he faces a state Senate hearing this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.